This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, May 20th. Here's what we covered this morning on the show. We found out that there is a mushroom shortage.
You know, that was the last thing that I thought would happen right there. I guess it makes sense because it takes a while to grow mushrooms, but they stopped making them when all the restaurants stopped ordering them. And now that we're kind of getting back to normal a little bit, restaurants are opening back up. They want mushrooms, and you're going to have a hard time finding them.
Yes, sales have been up over a third, and it takes anywhere from 6 to 10 weeks to grow a new crop of mushrooms. So we're looking probably, until July, August, before that all gets back to normal on that one. We found out, we talked last week how coronavirus is actually going to probably change how we go to work moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. They're going to the offices and how many people will actually be going to a brick and mortar location to get the job done when they're realizing right now, you know, we're doing a pretty good job with people working remotely.
Yes, and that is actually spilling over into the medical field, going to see a doctor. Now, telehealth and teledocs have been around for quite a while.
Right.
In fact, our insurance encourages us to use that because I guess it's cheaper for them.
Sure.
But they weren't really used until people were locked down or they were, you know, you're kind of afraid, like you said, you're afraid to go sit in a waiting room where people are sick.
Yeah, exactly.
what they're finding out is that a lot of people are liking the service where you, in essence, would just talk to a doctor on the phone or through a video conference. And what they tend to think, because of this, a lot of local physicians may start doing a hybrid type of being on site as well as a teledoc service for people that really do want it. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that could be the future right there. I've used it before, and anything to save your a trip to the emergency room really helps, or even to go to a doctor's office. A friend of mine was saying the new protocol at one of her doctors is you wait in the car instead of going in, because I don't want to sit in a waiting room with a bunch of people that could be sick from other things or who knows what they're bringing in there. So these things are changing. And apparently Medicare, Medicaid, and a lot of private insurers are starting to cover the telemed stuff, too. So it's our future, I think.
Yeah, it really is. So for small business owners, some relief on the way with the Paycheck Protection Program. The loan forgiveness application is now up on the SBA website. Mm-hmm. It's a little shrouded still in mystery because there's no FAQ. They don't really give you specifics, and it's 11 pages long.
You know, this sounds like another great big tax form or something.
Yeah.
It's interesting how other countries did it. They were just paying the companies to keep their employees on the payroll. It was pretty simple, you know. We'll give you money to keep 80% of your people, you know, up to 80%. And then what we come up with is complicated paycheck protection program. And this has been out for a while. And they just now rolled out the, if you want to get forgiven, because that's one of the deals. If you use the money to keep your employees hired and you can pay some rent and stuff like that, it could be forgiven if you follow the guidelines. Well, now they just come out with the loan forgiveness application to get so you don't have to pay that money back.
Yes, you have until October 31st to take care of that. And they say that the FAQ will get populated. But I would just, if you're a small business owner with 11 pages, I would still have just download it, start filling it out, and then wait until you get a little bit more guidance. Hopefully, as time goes on, they get that up and going.
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting. There's been a craze going on for copper face masks.
Right. And now, this is a copper that is woven into the fabric of the face mask itself.
Yes, because believe it or not, copper is a pretty good killer of viruses and bacteria, including coronavirus.
Yeah, this has got some good science in it. Hospitals use copper for some of these very same reasons right here.
Yeah, the positively charged copper ion actually attracts the negatively charged viruses and will actually kill them. And they do that within 4 hours. You think about the virus on like a cloth mask, can live for weeks. This will actually kill viruses within 4 hours. So it has a lot of people thinking, hey, we should go ahead and get one of these. Mm-hmm. The problem is that there's still a lot of research that needs to be done. So, we're kind of up in the air. And when you're talking about a mask, it ranges anywhere from $10 to $70.
Woo.
You want to make sure that you do your homework ahead of time. There are some medical systems that are ordering the surgical mask with copper in them, they're not available to the general public. So if anyone says that they get this from a hospital supplier, that's probably a bogus line. Just do your homework when you're looking into this.
And it really depends on how much copper is in it. I mean, they say the best ones have the copper incorporated into every fiber rather than just like a single layer embedded into the mask. So you have to do your homework on this. And like we said, we're still learning about this each and every day, the way the virus presents itself, how you can kill it, how you can prevent it. So it's a work in progress, folks.
Well, this is pretty good. If you're looking to get a second job, a little extra income, one good thing about working from home is that there's a lot of things you can do working from home and working on your timetable to make some money. Here are some home side hustles to get some extra cash. Number one on the list is an English language teacher.
Now, you don't need to be credentialed for this. You need to be able to speak English pretty well.
If you speak English well and you can teach, this is kind of like a tutoring system. Apparently, there is, and I know this in China to be very true, they are desperate to get people to speak English. And English, for people that have this as a second language, it's a little difficult. You have some words that are very strange. So anyways, long story short, there's a website called VIP Kid. All one word. You go to that and you can sign up to become an online instructor of the English language. You can earn anywhere from $15 to $22 an hour.
Wow.
Pretty cool. In addition to teaching English to non-English speakers, you can be a tutor in so many different areas. Now, don't keep in mind tutoring like with math and science, but let's say you've been a welder for 30-some years.
Oh, okay.
You've got some knowledge that I'm sure somebody would want.
Yeah, like plumbers, man. We need to be able to fix that flap in the toilet.
Exactly. So you can go to there's some websites that we have up on our website that you can link to that you can actually become an online tutor and use like Zoom or any one of those video conferencings to kind of help there.
Cool.
Customer service, believe it or not, a lot of it done remotely, and there's something called remote.co. And flexjobs.com, that you can actually sign up to become a customer service representative. You can be a customer service rep on your own time and do whatever you want to do.
Okay.
And you can make some extra money that way while they're on your couch.
And you can sell the clothes off your back, Chris.
Why not? You mean, you've probably gone through your closet a few times, and instead of hosting a yard sale, which you're having strangers come into your home, there's a website called Poshmark. And this is worldwide, by the way.
Huh.
If you have some clothing items that you would like to sell, not where it's an online auction, it's actually selling, you can go to Poshmark, post them up there, and they'll stay there until somebody buys them.
All right. That's pretty cool.
So I like that one. And then finally, we have our Florida woman story.
She is awoken from her slumber, and now she's taken over from Florida man, and we're going to call her Karen, Chris.
Yes, we are. Her name is Audrey Adams. She's 32 years old. She lives in Melbourne, and she was down at the Monkey Bar and Grill. I got to hand it to the Monkey Bar and Grill. Bars are still supposed to be closed. However, the grill part was open. Therefore, allowing them to stay open.
Okay, yeah.
With 50%, now 50% capacity, but people were actually able to go inside and enjoy their favorite food.
So what was Karen doing here?
Karen apparently was out kissing random strangers in the restaurant.
The kissing bandit, okay.
All right, she's kissing people. Now, even if we weren't in a pandemic, I don't want a stranger coming up kissing me or
get
touching
away from me.
Get away, exactly. I'm going to taser you. But, in a pandemic, it really was a problem. So people started complaining to the bar owner. The bar owner tried to kick Karen out. Karen's decided to take a stand and said, no, I'm not going to leave. She argued with the owner, and eventually they got her out into the parking lot. During this time, she picks up the phone and dials 911 to report that the Monkey Bar and Grill was not practicing social distancing protocols and that the police needed to arrive.
The cops don't enforce that either.
Yeah. By the way, ma'am, it was you, not other people. But I digress. Police arrive there. They get her side of the story. As police are there, she's making her fourth call to 911.
Oh, man.
The cherry on top was while the police are talking to her, she's on the phone with 911 for the fifth time.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh boy.
Needless to say, she was arrested for trespassing and for misusing the 911 system. Way to go.
Way to go, Karen, our Florida woman story. Yeah, good one.
So there's our show for today, Wednesday, May 20th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining, and when you see me out and about, I'll be wearing a lime green mask with a little vent in the side. It's very fetching. Be safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.